This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, President Bush signed an executive order lifting a trade embargo on Libya. The measure also restores air links with Libya and frees up Libyan assets. The Bush administration says it is rewarding the North African nation for giving up weapons of mass destruction. But there's a second motivation. Libya's compensation package for the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing depends on the lifting of U.S. sanctions by Wednesday. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When the Libyan government agreed to the $2.7 billion compensation package for the 1989 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, it agreed only to pay it out in stages. Libya first went to the United Nations and accepted responsibility. That led to a lifting of UN sanctions and the first payment to families of the victims, about $4 million each. With the Bush administration now lifting separate U.S. sanctions, families can expect another $4 million each. Susan Cohen, though, won't accept the money, which she describes as a bribe by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to buy the family's silence.
What is the purpose of doing it this way? It can have only one purpose. I get what I want, he says, and the families get paid for it. And I cannot live with myself and do that. I think this is a sickening precedent that's being set, which will come back to haunt us. I think embracing Muammar Gaddafi will come back to haunt us.
Cohen, whose daughter Theodora was one of 270 people killed in the bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, says Gaddafi's rehabilitation only serves the interest of oil companies doing business in Libya.
Do you think that I believe we should be friends with the man who did this? My daughter's body fell out of that plane. A mile from the plane in a sheep meadow. She was 20 years old. And I don't think that you can forgive someone like Gaddafi who does this. And I don't think you can say we make everything all right if we just give you money.
Glenn Johnson, who lost his daughter Beth Ann in the Lockerbie bombing, thinks all families should take the money to punish Libya. He chairs the board of directors of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103 and insists the group never lobbied on behalf of Gaddafi to get sanctions lifted.
We, at every single meeting, every single letter that was ever sent into the government, it always was, if they do not deserve to be lifted, do not lift them just to give compensation to the families. We have never been there lobbying for Libya. We have only been saying to the U.S. government, Libya claims to be doing what is necessary. Just verify if it's been done or not.
Libya remains on the State Department's list of countries that sponsor terrorism. State Department spokesman Adam Arely gave no hints today as to when Libya might be taken off. Rather, he pointed to a new twist in the story, allegations that Gaddafi plotted to kill the Saudi crown prince last year.
Until these issues can be resolved and the world is convinced that Libya is fully and finally out of the terrorism game, relations will not be fully normalized.
Glenn Johnson believes sanctions have worked in the case of Libya, though he says the world didn't ask enough of Gaddafi.
For me to forgive, someone has to say they're sorry. I haven't seen that yet. He's still saying that their government is taking responsibility for the actions of their agents, but he is not coming right out and saying, I ordered it.
Though Johnson describes the compensation package as blood money, he is trying to put it to good use, adding to his family's financial security and setting up scholarships in his daughter's name. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.